Alaskans dominated the U.S. cross-country ski championships today at Kincaid Park in Anchorage. Keegan Randall took home her third national title, winning the women's 20-kilometer classic race. And James Southam won the 30-kilometer men's event. He beat second-place finisher Chris Freeman by more than a minute. He says he needed the strong finish to make a strong case to the Olympic Selection Committee.
I needed to put in a good show, you know, to make a statement for the Olympic team. And, you know, being at home, being at Kincaid, being in front of my family and my friends, and it was awesome.
Alaska Pacific University coach Holly Brooks placed second in the women's race, boosting her chances to make the Olympic team. David Norris, a junior racer from Fairbanks, also had an outstanding race, coming in fourth. Southam says he and second-place finisher Chris Freeman had to work hard to shake the 19-year-old.
I knew he'd gone really hard to get us, and then we got to an uphill, and I decided to pick the pace up and kind of make him suffer a little bit. And I looked back, and I was all alone, and said, "Well, I'm going for it. Here we go." So and it worked out. So it was pretty sweet.
Snow was falling as the races got underway this morning. Media representative Rachel Steer says that's something skiers don't necessarily like to see, especially on a competition day.
Pretty obvious it was going to be a challenging day when you have fresh snow coming down, wet, fat flakes like that, and the temperature is right around the freezing point. That makes classic waxing really difficult. So my heart went out to all the girls who were going to be out pretty much skiing on a couple of inches of new snow.
The U.S. Nationals wrap up on Friday with the classic sprint event. If Keegan Randall wins that race, she will sweep the championships.